Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David, and you know, there are a lot of people today who believe that we don't really need to trust the Bible, that we can be a Christian, that we can follow Jesus and be saved and go to heaven and have eternal life, but the Bible, it's full of all kinds of problems. It's full of stories that are hard to believe. We don't really need it. We just need Jesus. We need to follow Jesus. And there's a message that has been put out there by the pastor of the largest Baptist church in the nation that I listened to this past week, and I want to interact with it because I think he summarizes this message. He advocates this message, and I think it's a dangerous message. So let me put it this way. This is how he introduces it. You probably remember the song as you were a child, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So." Now, here is the question. How is it that we really know that Jesus loves us? Is it because the Bible tells us so? And what this pastor has brought out, and it is Andy Stanley, and what he has said is that, you know, that's not really the reason we know Jesus loves us. In fact, many people today look at the Bible and they see that it is full of stories that are hard to believe are true, that it doesn't really all the time answer our questions, and it's really, frankly, hard to believe. And so a lot of people have grown up in a church where they have heard, Jesus loves you, and you know because the Bible tells you so, and that's all you need to know. And, you know, if you have questions, if you have doubts, if you're wondering how can the Bible be true, then, you know, the answer is just, well, the Bible says so, so you've got to believe it. And people are kind of getting frustrated to the point where we're seeing a lot of people leave churches. We're seeing a lot of people leave the Christian faith. And the problem is this message that, well, you just have to believe the Bible. Now, I think that Andy Stanley is right to identify a problem in us just always saying, well, the Bible says so, that's all you need to know. I think that we can give a reasoned defense of the Bible. That's what the purpose of this program is to take some of the hard questions and say, here's how you can know the Bible is true. However, that is not the answer that he gives to this problem. His answer is to say we need to stop focusing our attention on the Bible. We need to stop trying to convince people that the Bible is true. You don't need to know the Bible's true. You don't need to believe the Bible's true. You don't need to believe that Jesus loves you, for the Bible says you can believe it for a different reason. And so here's what he says. He says, don't worry about if the Bible's true or not. Simply believe that Jesus loves you because of the historical evidence of his death and resurrection. And so we have a number of lines of historical evidence that Jesus died and rose from the dead, and that is what you should put your trust in. In fact, he says that's what Christians believed for the first 300 years of history. The apostles, Peter and Paul, and the other early Christians, they didn't believe in Jesus because the Bible said so. They believed in Jesus because they knew him, because they saw him, and because they were eyewitnesses of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And likewise, Christians for 300 years heard their testimony and said, oh, Jesus loves me, and you know this because he died and rose from the dead, and we have historical evidence of that. Well, then I'll believe in Jesus too. And it was completely unrelated to the Bible. And so today we're making a mistake when we ask people to believe the Bible and to follow the Bible in order to follow Christ. No, you just need to know that the historical events happened, Jesus' death and resurrection. Now, I happen to think this is a very mistaken concept, and that's what we're going to look at this week. I mean, the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true, so you can probably guess that I have some problems with this. The problems might be bigger than you realize at first. I believe that the scriptures are the words of God given to us by God so that we can know of his great love for us. And so when people start having questions, how do I know the Bible's true? And you just say, oh, we don't need to defend the Bible. We just need to tell people, just trust Jesus. You are actually taking out the foundation of our faith. And so the fact that this is gaining a lot of traction, again, it's not just one pastor saying this. It is a view that you can find in a lot of places. It's not even a new view, really. It's been around for a few hundred years now, but it is being promoted in a different way today. So I want to address this. First of all, is it true that the apostles would have based their preaching about Jesus not on the scriptures, but on just the historical event of Jesus' death and resurrection? I would say no. Let's look at the Apostle Paul as our Exhibit A, because this is this verse that Paul writes is the basis of the song that opens this program every morning. So it's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, and Paul writes this. He says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So every morning we start off the program, Christ died for our sins, met death in his grave, then rose to life again. By this we are saved. And I would agree that it is on the basis of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection that we are saved. Those are the events that saved us. But the question now is not what saves us. You know, it's Jesus. It's not the Bible. Jesus saves us. But the question is, how do we know? And the apostles didn't say, oh, you know, the Bible is something you can believe or not believe, but what you really need to believe is Jesus' death and resurrection. No, they grounded their beliefs in the scripture. So Paul says, what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. So here is the gospel message. Here's the message he's preaching. Here's what we have to believe, that Christ died for our sins. But he doesn't stop there. He says, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Paul understood that we can know that Jesus loves us, not just because we know that he died on the cross and that he lives again, but because of what the scriptures teach about these events. In other words, you can know that there really was a man, Jesus, who died, and that there really was a man, Jesus, who was alive again. But what is the significance of that event? What does that event mean? Well, it means that Jesus really is the Christ, the Messiah, the one God promised by his prophets in the scriptures. It means that we can have forgiveness of sin as the scriptures promised. It means that this is in fulfillment of what the scriptures promised. And apart from the scriptures, we have no real way of knowing what happened, what was the meaning of what happened, and how we are to respond to it. We're to put our faith in Jesus. We're to trust him as our Lord. I would suggest also that if you separate the Christian faith from the scriptures, and you say, well, I know Jesus loves me because I know Jesus died and rose from the dead. Okay, but now what does Jesus tell you to do? How do you live as a Christian? How do you follow Jesus? How do you become a disciple, a follower of Jesus as he taught and as he called on people to do? He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. He said, follow me, take up your cross daily and follow me. How do we do that if we don't accept the scriptures as our guide? If we don't have the scriptures as our guide, as Jesus himself, and we'll see this during the week, Jesus himself said, the scriptures must guide you to know what I taught and to know what you should believe. But if we take that out, then suddenly we're left all on our own to decide, what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? And one person might decide to follow Jesus one way and another way, and it's purely a religion of our imagination, of our invention. How do we know we're really following the right Jesus? So I think there's no reason to question the scriptures so much as to give up and say, oh, we can't defend them. Absolutely, we can defend the scriptures, and we must. The scriptures are the foundation of our belief. We do know Jesus loves us, for the Bible tells us so. That song is a simple song, but a true one, and I'm going to be defending it throughout this week. We'll look at more depth at these issues. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.